Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. A little blues there coming back at us from ZZ Top. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Nicole Galinas is with us still. She is a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. She's a contributing editor to City Journal. She's the author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. And folks, you know how many times I've said that. And the only people, in my opinion, Nicole, the only people who can really save us and capitalism from Washington and Wall Street, each one of their either digital greed on Wall Street and incompetence and corruption in Washington and collusion between the two, the only thing that can save us is if small business owners on Main Street decide that it needs to be changed and do something about it. What do you think?
Yep. I think that's true.
And one of the things you've been talking about a lot lately is the fact that laws and individuals, Washington and Jamie Dimon, are not where we need to look to our solutions for what's going on in the financial markets. You say markets should be solving these problems. How would that work?
Right, exactly. And you started off talking about Enron and WorldCom, and you remember people thought that these guys were heroes, that Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling.
Yep.
You know, it was such a surprise because they were so brilliant and they could do no wrong.
And they're all either dead or in jail right now.
Well, yes. And you know, the what people should have done is said, you know, nobody is perfect. And so let's really look at the finances and let's see what these guys are really doing on the books. And, you know, people would say, well, they hid a lot of stuff, that they were committing fraud. Well, that's certainly true. But if you read the numbers, you could see that something was going wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the banks. You know, people say it's impossible to read banks' financial statement. Well, that should tell you something, that it's probably not a very good idea to invest in a company that you can't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have the same thing, that everyone says Jamie Dimon escaped the crisis unscathed. He steered the bank well through it. He's, you know, the president of the United States was just on TV on The View on Monday saying, this is one of the best managed banks. Jamie Dimon's one of the best there is.
Right.
Nobody is always going to do well. You know, he may have done well. He may not be doing so well now. You know, who knows the situation? But all of this dependence on one person is very, very unhealthy. People should look to the facts of the situation, that interest rates are too low, that these banks are all desperate for something to invest in. And that's not to absolve them. That's just to say that they're responding rationally in an irrational world. And no matter who is at the top, it may not be a good idea to wed yourself too closely to these companies in this kind of environment. You'll follow the facts of the situation. Don't say, oh, this guy is smart, so I can just put all of my faith in him. That's what got us in so much trouble.
Right.
And it's the same thing with financial regulation. When you have the government saying, we're going to treat these banks differently from other banks, and we're going to study their risk management and figure out which ones are the best and which ones aren't. That's not a good way of
but
going.
But how would markets solve this problem? Tell the audience how you think if we turn to markets, that's the only other place to turn. If we let markets how do we do that? How would that look?
I think we've got to raise the capital requirements on these financial institutions so that they have to hold more capital. They can't borrow as much money, especially in the derivative markets. You know, J.P. Morgan was doing some of this activity, not all of it, in unregulated derivatives markets, perhaps in London. You know, we don't know that for sure, but that's what the press has said. I guess we'll learn more when Congress has its hearings. They should have to put real cash money down behind these derivatives bets, and it's a simple way.
So you're saying insure themselves, become self-insured against their own losses.
Exactly, because
so they don't put the government or the marketplace at risk for their bad decisions.
because once they've got some cash down, capital cushion behind these things, they can go bankrupt without taking down.
And so what you're saying is take the leverage opportunity away from them, basically.
Yeah, and you know, leverage can be a good thing. Obviously, banks live on leverage. Small businesses depend on loans that come from leverage. But too much of a good thing is not a good thing, and that's what
especially,
we've had.
And see, here's the other thing, and this is something. This is a term I use all the time. I don't hear anybody else talking about. We've got a new player. We got a new player in what's going on right now, Nicole. It's called digital greed, not just greed, but digital fear and greed. And that means they can do all this stuff with algorithms instead of human decisions. And that's one of the problems we've got is things are moving a lot faster than the government and the individuals can manage. Nicole, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
I'll be back after these messages. Nicole Galinas will be back another day. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.